Joining us on the telephone this morning, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Glad you're here with us this morning. And I guess the big day here happens in Washington as James Comey will testify. What do you think about the possibility today of what Comey may say?
I'm looking forward to it. I was listening to your broadcast, and I heard Senator Kennedy saying that all we want is the facts. And I actually looked at most of Comey's testimony that was put out before today, and what he said is that there was no time that ever that President Trump was under any investigation for Russia. So all the conspiracy theories that have been thrown around for the last several months simply go out the window. There's no obstruction of justice here. If Trump did indeed tell Comey that, he wished he would, let the Flynn thing go, that's not an obstruction of justice. That's just a conversation between two men. He did nothing legally to do that at all. So I'm looking forward to this testimony. If Comey would have had something of substance in the months prior to today, then legally he's obligated as a then FBI director to come forward, and he never did. So I think today is going to be a good day for the president, for the administration. I'm looking forward to the testimony.
All right. Well, we will find out about that here in just a bit. I want to remind folks that that will stream live on KEDM.org. Congressman, one of your colleagues in Louisiana, Congressman Clay Higgins, in a little bit of trouble with some folks as he had some comments on the radical Islamic terrorism. What are your thoughts on the congressman's words as he said, not one penny of American treasure should be granted to any nation who harbors these heathen animals. Not a single radicalized Islamic suspect should be granted any measure of quarter. And he goes on to say, hunt them, identify them, kill them all for the sake of all that's good and righteous. Kill them all. What are your thoughts on your colleague's words?
Well, you have to put what Clay said in context. He was directly referring to the second event that happened in London. And, he was simply stating a fact that if it is a terrorist of any persuasion, whether it's Islamic, you name the terrorist, you cannot give them quarter. You cannot give money to countries that allow them to train and to live in those countries. So, we've got to get over this political correctness of worrying about what we say in context. Again, everything has to be taken with what had happened or why that particular phrase or wording was used. And in Clay's case, he was fine with that. Actually, I think knowing Clay is a great friend, and I think he's a great representative. He said what he means. Clay always does, and I support him in that. Again, we cannot continue like the mayor of London to say, well, don't worry about this after people have been killed. We do have to worry about it. It has directly affected every American life in the United States and basically every life in the world. And until we come to terms with that and realize that these terrorists, again, of any persuasion, are not going to be, you're not going to negotiate with them. You're not going to appease them. Nothing you do is ever good enough. We've got to take care of these people because if not, they will take care of us in a very, very bad way.
All right, Congressman, I'm going to throw you a curveball this morning and change to Puerto Rico. A lot of talk about making Puerto Rico a 51st state. Would you support statehood for Puerto Rico in light of all their financial troubles that they're having?
No, and the only reason they want to now is become a state is because we just, in this last omnibus that I voted against for mainly the reason that we gave $296 million to bail Puerto Rico's Medicaid program out because they are not fiscally responsible. We have tried the administration, not only this one, but President Obama's administration, tried over and over again with Puerto Rico to make them come to the table and just do the right thing with their finances. And they basically just turned their nose up and said, you know, we're not going to play with you guys because we know you're going to bail us out. Prior to the Medicaid bailout, we bailed them out in another bill, which I think I voted against also because it was such an egregious situation in Puerto Rico where they were not paying utility bills. They were not paying any infrastructure fees as they should. And historically, we in the United States have said, okay, well, here's a bucket of money, but get your house in order. They've had ample opportunity, and they have not got their house in order. So until they do, I don't want them as a state. They've got to do the right thing.